We're good.
Welcome to Branded, live here from Atanga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas.
Yeah.
And that was Inga from Matt and Inga of Atanga's Pizzeria. Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded for July 17th, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, week 19, game 16. He's Tom Manas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, your host. Coach, oh wait, I have a couple more things I'm supposed to rattle off here. Be a part of the team tonight by chiming in on the chat with your location, your question, your comment, and go on and do that like and subscribe social media thing while you're at it. All right, Coach, any words before we kick off tonight?
I actually want to talk about something. For the first time in many, many years. I want to talk about last week. Crazy times. Thank God President Trump's okay. We got to be better, you know, as a country, to have democracy is one thing, but to have free democracy where you can say what you want to say, do what you want to do without fear of retribution, we got to get back to that. And thank God he's okay. God bless him. And I did buy a MAGA hat, but it came in too small. I had to get it overnighted, but I will be wearing one shortly. We're actually going to start a sale of Make Football Great Again 2 hats, by the way.
Is that going to go with the God Family football shirt?
Yeah, I think so.
That will be awesome.
So, prayers to the Trump family and to President Trump and to the people who succumbed to the attempted assassination, the two gentlemen that were wounded as well. I pray that they all recover, and say a prayer for them tonight, everybody that was involved in that. So that's it.
All right, we'll be back with the first quarter in just a moment. You're watching Branded live from Atanga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center where precision meets performance.
16 teams, 134 games, all for this, the culmination of the indoor war. The 2024 IFL National Championship. August 17th, Lee's Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada. Learn more and get your tickets at IFLNationalChampionship.com.
Good evening and welcome back to Branded for our first quarter. Definitely been a crazy week. What has been the week like down in Gunslinger Nation? A lot of things going on there this week.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped since Saturday, since we got back from Tucson Sunday afternoon. And right away, we were out in the community. Kali, Ricky, and Duck, and Trey were all at the summit. At TPC community events with sponsors, Complete Care. So they were out, you know, on their day off doing that and being out in the community, real proud of them of that. And then they stopped by the Complete Care at Fossil, on Fossil Creek. And that's always nice when you stop by one of the locations that you sponsor, so a lot of the employees get a chance to meet the players too. We had a very successful youth football camp on Monday. Good Lord, thank you. It was cloudy enough where we didn't bake kids, the little ones at least, in the first session. We had the little ones in the beginning from 7:30 to 9:30, and the older kids from 10:30 to 12:30. First watch did waffle bar for the first group, for the kids and their parents, and then we had Matingas came out and did a great meal for the kids in the second group. But there were a lot of sponsors there. Canes was out there, and they were doing the beverages, lemonade and teas and waters, and Complete Care was out there, and everybody involved. I'll get through that list here in a second. But, I mean, it was just great. We even had a young man, his dad drew him in from El Paso.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a great opportunity for the kids to play with pro football players. We taught them a lot of drills. We went through a lot of drills, taught them a lot of things, and then we gave them an opportunity at the end of each session to have a scrimmage with the players on their team. So it was fun.
How offense, competitive. Defense?
Oh, yeah, they played it all. They played a full little game, so it was a lot of fun. Let's see. So that went off without a hit. I'm looking at my notes here. A big thing coming up is the tailgate, which I'm going to let April talk more about that. She's going to come on in the third quarter, but we have a big tailgate planned before the game. You can get a lot of the information on our website, obviously. There's going to be some great people there. Sponsors are going to be Matingas, South Texas.
Sorry about that, folks. We got disrupted by technical difficulties.
As usual.
You were talking about the sponsors here.
Yes. Oh, Matingas, South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, Rico's Cheese Products, Carrabba's Italian Grill, Outback Steakhouse, Raising Cane's will be there. Let's see. Slingshot of San Antonio is going to be there. Axe Masters is going to be there. Main Event North will be there. Complete Care will be there, and my favorite of all of them, Dos Equis, will be there.
Ah.
Dos Equis.
Oh, hold on. Let's get into it. Here, go ahead. Do that again.
Dos Equis.
We saw them on the down and distance markers 2 weeks ago.
I'll tell you what. Thank you, to all the sponsors. They've been great, and what they've helped us do this year has been monumental in our trajectory and becoming a America's indoor football team, and I think that we're on track for that and everything that we're doing. So very, very happy about all that. So I think outside of that, that pretty much wraps up what we did this week. And then we can talk about our football prep if you want.
Well, talk about prep or travel to Tucson.
Oh,
how did that go?
I love Southwest Airlines. That's all I'm going to say. you know, for whatever reason, everybody and their brother decided to travel this summer. So, if you've ever flown Southwest, God love them. It's pick your own seat. And, I've been lucky enough to usually get that front bulkhead seat so I can stick my bad knee out mm-hmm. and so I can walk when we get off the plane. But for some reason, we always get a beautiful person sitting in the middle of me and Coach McKinney. And this one was the best because she was a competitive elbow wrestler at some point in her life because she was not giving up the armrests. So I spent 3 hours on my left butt cheek trying to avoid getting elbowed any more than I needed to. But now it's an arduous, it's a long year. You play 16 games, 8 of those games are away. If anyone follows us, they know our schedule's been Boston, Northern Arizona, Bay Area, San Diego, Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, so we've been all over the country, New Mexico.
We did go to San Diego.
We did, didn't we?
And we went to
Oakland, Diego.
Bay yeah. Area.
Yep.
For the Bay Area game.
No, it's been a long year. part of the guys, the way we've traveled, always first class in the sense that the way they behave, the way they act in airports, and we draw a lot of attention when we go through airports, so they've always done a really good job. Proud of them and how they've conducted themselves, representing not only the Gunslingers but the city of San Antonio. So all those things have been very positive. So when you get back at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, here's the best part. So we played the game. They're 3 hours, by the way, ahead of us. So we played the game at 6:05, which was like us kicking off at 9 o'clock, right? So we ended up playing the game. Game ended probably about 10 their time, which would have been about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning for us. By the time we got back to the hotels, around 11:30, and our bus left for the airport at 3:30 a.m. So I didn't sleep. The last time I slept was Friday night. And then Sunday when we got home, that time we had off was from 3 p.m. I had from 3 p.m. till 5 a.m. the next morning. So that was a lot of sleeping, trying to get jammed in that. So, and then, of course, we got to prep for Arizona. And so we spent a lot of extra time watching film and getting the game plans together and the scouting reports and everything for the players ready. So it's been a long week, and it's only Wednesday. So, but we're having good practices. I like where we're at in our preparation for Arizona. Do you want to talk about that now?
We talk about that in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so we'll wait.
Yeah, we want to review that game as we roll into the game itself.
I do want to talk about some things with Tucson, though.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so
did you want to hold that for the second quarter? Or?
No, I'll just do it now.
Okay.
So every game that we win, I give out game balls.
Oh, yeah.
For particular players that had exceptional games. And one of the players who wasn't able to dress because of the vet rule, which sucks, was Cornelius Lewis, who helped us on the bench. He was instrumental on the bench. And so I gave him a game ball for the work he did as a non-dressed player. And then the other one was what we did with Laquan Murray's catch. Now, for those of you who haven't seen the catch, you're one of very, very few.
Oh, yeah, check out Gunslinger social media. It's all over it.
I've been in football since I was 5 years old, and I'm 64. It's the best catch I've ever seen in my life, period. Nothing comes close. One-handed cone catch, takes it to the ground, full completion. And we had, I had to challenge it to get it, make it legal. But it was just a remarkable catch. ESPN, if you're listening, we've been writing you and telling you.
Why haven't you picked this up?
Yeah, please grab it and put it on your top 10. It would be a number one on the top 10 for sure. But there were some other great performances. Oh, and for the first time, I wish we had a drum roll. We won the penalty war. We had 5 penalties for 51 yards, and they had 5 for 58. Thank you, God. Interceptions, we were plus 1. We had an interception by our defense. Red zone opportunities, we were 3 for 3 on offense in the red zone, which is great. We had 7 defensive stops. We had 5 in the first half and 2 in the second half. And we had an opportunity, for those of you who keep saying what happened and how did they catch up and what happened and da-da-da, I'm just telling you, we played some players in the second half that got an opportunity to get some field time, okay? We felt comfortable enough to do that, and we did it. player highlights were Cashinovo ran for 10 times for 69 yards, which is pretty good. And he did the Donald Trump tribute in the end zone when he scored that one time. For those of you who thought he was having an aneurysm, which was me, because I wasn't informed about it beforehand by the players. And then we did the receivers, obviously Murray for the catch, but he also had 7 for 55 and a touchdown too. Duck, who's becoming a fan favorite, had 7 solo tackles in that game. So he had another exceptional game, really starting to break away as one of the premier DBs in the league. I talked about giving up the game balls and things like that. So, yeah, it was from a statistical standpoint, it was a good game. I thought the defense played very, very well. They created a lot of havoc on the field. And like I said, 7 stops in a professional indoor football game is pretty remarkable. So it was a good game overall.
Yeah, we had our biggest lead. I guess that'll do it for the first quarter.
Yep.
We will come back and talk a little more about the game and hear from you. Go ahead and put your questions in and your comments in. We'll be back with more of Branded, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring, live from Atenga's Pizzeria.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch the San Antonio Gunslingers on KCWX-TV. Get ready for some thrilling football action. Make sure you're tuned in. This is Not Football As You Know It. Don't miss it.
You are tuned in to Branded here at Matenga's Pizzeria.
Come on, guys. Applause. That was great. That was great.
Cue audience. Yeah, good job. Good job. Thank you for doing that.
And now we have the answer. XFL Mike G asked, does he talk? Well, there you go.
He does talk.
He certainly does.
If you pay him, what did it cost us, like $5,000 for him to do a spot like that?
I think we did it in trade.
Yeah.
In trade for allowing him to be a super fan and be on the sidelines and walking around. Yeah. Mark Yamaguchi opens us up with a comment. It's a little long. I'll read it. Damn, you guys drive it so hard. Never lost opportunity. Working at 24/7 words can't express how fantastic the whole San Antonio Gunslingers organization is. Praise you for all your unselfish dedication to making this organization the best it can be, and it will only get better. Mark, you are absolutely right.
Thanks, Mark.
It is certainly going to be getting better, and our biggest lead over any team was in that Tucson game, and when we hit a 26-point lead, it was like,
season's not over.
Yeah, and the record in the IFL for the biggest lead blown is 25, so we were one beyond that, so I was feeling pretty good. How did – any words for Billy Back? Because, man, he has got to be having the roughest season, but I really, really love his halftime and post-game interviews because
– I didn't see him.
Oh, you did? Oh, you got it. He had one earlier this year I told you about. It's like he tells it like it is, and
yeah,
it's got to be frustrating.
Well, I mean, Billy's a good coach. He's a good football coach. He's proven that over the years, and he's a good guy too. I mean, he really is. And you know, I went and visited with him before the game and talked to him a little bit after the game, and I wish I could say I understood how he felt, but I've never been in that position as a head coach where you've only won two. It's got to be very difficult. I mean, we've lost seven and I feel sick, so I can only imagine how Billy must feel. Right. So,
and the way they lost the games, the games they've lost, they've all been,
I mean,
very,
at,
very
look
close.
Look at the
games.
Game they played against Arizona. I mean, the first thing I did is I tried to strangle him, but he ran away from me. I said, you couldn't have beat Arizona. You were up the whole game, and then you lose it in the last minute. Are you kidding me? And then what's funny is Mike Davis calls me up and says, hey, man, we really need you this week. And I'm like, shut up. Where were you last week?
Yeah, we needed you,
know? You
last week.
I mean, I could have used your help, too, you know. You know, I don't want to get into a lot about that, the Arizona game yet, because I've got some things I want to get out there. But this is for Billy. You know, I hope he comes back next year. I hope he gets an opportunity to right that ship. And I look forward to seeing him in the playoffs next year with us. So,
great fan base out there.
Good fan base. Good people, man. Just really good. Just really good people. From the bus driver, he was a local, and he was, like, great. He was telling me all the history and pointing out things along the way, which most of them don't do. And then he just, you know, just in general, the people at the hotel, the people around the community at the pregame meal, people at the arena. Again, everybody just first class, just really nice. So, yeah, that part of it was great.
So when did you know... At what point did you know that you could put in? Because you mentioned putting in guys that hadn't had as much playing time.
Well, when we were up a shitload of points, when do you think I did?
Yeah, but when were you able to relax? Because I only
that could
know,
be the dumbest question you've ever asked me.
But there's only one other game I know of where you came out and you knew that you had this game.
That was called the championship game,
right,
of 22.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. But I didn't change guys then. I just kept going then because it was such – it was – look, if you're going to travel a kid, you're going to dress a kid, you're going to have all this, you want to give them an opportunity to get a couple series in, right? And we did. And sometimes timing gets thrown off a little bit. And maybe the execution's not as at the highest level as the other ones. But I felt confident that we were going to win that football game. So, hey, if we win by one, it's a win, you know. And the fact that the only people we're causing great pain when we have games like this is my wife, who just can't stand watching the games when they get that close. And my son actually turns off the games and then turns them back on and turns them off and turns them on. So, yeah, no, I get it.
Because they know what it does to you.
Right. It and listen, I felt like I have confidence in our football team. We'll just say that.
And I know the season isn't over. We do have one more game to play. Waffles for Days chiming in from Wisconsin. Well, Coach, with the door closing on the 2024 season and the door creaking open into 2025, what would you say has been your favorite moment this season, and what do you look forward to next year?
Well, my favorite moment of this season was probably when I accepted the position, because I felt honored, humbled, and just in general, for me and my family, it was a great move on that end. From a playing perspective, I have those moments every week. Just going to practice, just being able to be 64 years old and hang out with 20-year-olds all day playing football and working at my craft and getting an opportunity to get better, to compete. I love competition. So all those things are great, you know. I guess it's hard to pinpoint one. I would hope the greatest moment of this season will happen Saturday at around 10 p.m.
Okay, and the follow-up, what do you look forward to right now the most, I guess? Because there's a lot of things to look forward to in next year.
Are you talking about this year or next year?
For next year.
Redemption and the pure hope and desire that a ref school opens up somewhere in Texas and teaches guys how to be great referees. And I hope that, and I'm serious when I say this, I pray that they work as hard as at their craft as my athletes work at their craft this offseason. Because I'm going to say it again, we were four plays away from being an 11-win football team, and they weren't our fault on those four plays. Now, we put ourselves in those situations. I take full responsibility for that. But given some opportunities, it just seems like our penalties result in touchdowns being taken away where others are kind of incidental and they don't really mean a whole heck of a lot. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking for the excitement of new players on the team next year, players that we have on our current roster coming back, which I'll make an announcement on that on our next show, which won't be next week. It'll be the following week. I'm traveling next Wednesday, so I can't do a show, but we're going to do a show the following week, and I'll be able to tell you all the players that have re-signed off of this 2024 team that we're excited to have back, and ones that we're not having back. And we're moving on, and there's some exciting players that want to come here and play. So we'll just say that, and as the month, I think October 1st is when I can officially sign restricted free agents. You don't want to miss that show that week. That's going to be a doozy. So, yeah.
And we're going to be doing, as you said, remotely. So
part-time. And then we'll be in town. I'll be in town a lot. I haven't been home in, I don't know how long. I haven't been home since January 3rd. So I want to go home and see my grandkids and hunt a deer or two, knock down a couple turkeys. And
we might even be able to get Little Coach on the show.
Oh, Little Coach.
His face is starting to come out as a little more defined now.
Yeah, he's
looking more like a bulldog.
Well, he's a pig is what he is. He's a pig with ears that, you know, he's 17. He's almost 18 pounds right now. And when I bought him a couple weeks ago on the show, we talked about him. He was like 3 pounds. So he's just getting big and loving life. And he's running around outside in the woods and having fun with Eli. And
because it can do that up there. Down here, running around the woods, yeah.
He'd be dead.
Yeah. It's too hot.
He would die. Yeah.
It is too hot. Although there was a news article saying this was a much cooler July than last year. We actually had some days when it rained and it didn't get much higher than 80.
Yeah, I mean, today on the field it was 83, and then on the turf it was probably 140, but it was 83 temperature. So,
and that was the really good thing about the kids' camp, as you mentioned.
It just, and we moved everything up. You know, what we do is we have, and again, public, everybody, we have open practices. You're welcome to come and watch. And the thing about it is that when camp starts, and I think next year it starts March 16th, when camp starts, we'll go at 9 a.m. to about 11:30 a.m. every day. But when it gets to be like the first part of June, I move it up to 8 o'clock, and then it goes from 8 to about 10:30 every day. And then that seems to help a little bit anyway with the heat.
I suppose that'll do it for our second quarter. We have a busy third and fourth quarter, so we'll get to that in just a moment. You're watching Branded Live from Matangas, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring. We'll be back with the second half in just a moment.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard and we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
Think you can do this?
It's the Kick for Cash event at the San Antonio Gunslingers game. You choose where to kick from. More yards equals more cash.
The five.
I'm kicking from the 10.
For your chance to win, go to sanantoniogunslingers.com or just come to the game. Look for the QR code, scan it, and you can be selected to kick for cash at halftime. There's nothing like being at a San Antonio Gunslingers game, especially if you can win some cash.
I just played Kick for Cash and I just won $1,500.
Live from Matangas Pizzeria, this is Leo Yamas from the Smoking Guns podcast, and we're ready for the third quarter of Branded. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Thank you very much, Leo, and here for the start of the third quarter, we are joined
by one
of the two masterminds of the thing and the theme that is Outlaw Night, and the uniform behind it, Jordan Steubing. And who is this?
We're also joined by Jolene.
This is Jolene Steubing. Guns up, Jolene. That's my girl.
What we got? What we doing?
Well, we brought you on to talk about this amazing uniform that we are going to feature this Saturday.
Yeah.
And actually, you're going to have a shot, folks. If you have a way to get in on the auction, that's the fan jersey that Coach is featuring.
Here, use the small one.
This is the actual uniform.
Yeah. Oh, that's the uniform. And this is the fan jersey. here.
And oh, here, I'll bring that over, Coach. So,
okay, yeah. So this is the fan jersey I'm wearing. It'll be on sale. I think they go on sale Saturday, or are they going to be on pre-sale?
I believe they go on sale Saturday.
Okay, so when you get there, you'll have an opportunity to purchase them. And I'll tell you what, it's a great-looking shirt. And the uniforms match, so it's very rare you have a fan jersey matching a player jersey. So,
you don't want to rock it like the team.
Yeah. My man Jordan, give this guy too much time and he creates. So, no, that's awesome. So we were talking about people are going to have an opportunity to buy fan jerseys, right? They're also going to have an opportunity with an auction, right?
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about that?
I believe the auction starts tomorrow morning.
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Right.
All of the players' jerseys will be up for auction. There's a buy it now option for $350. If you don't want to risk it, you can cough up the cash right out the gate.
Leo said he's in.
What do you think, Lilies?
Leo, you got to get a lineman jersey, though, babe.
Get a lineman jersey. Going for this one.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what, but that's a great option to have because these things can go all the way up to $1,000 for the right jersey. So if you have an opportunity and you have a player that you're really, you know, a fan of, then you should jump all over that. They start at $100 and then they go up by $20.
$20 increments.
Right, okay.
And it's cut off, I think, at 9:30 game day. And
right.
And we're by the end of the game.
Saturday night, yeah. So, and we are washing them, right?
Doing more than that, Coach. We're washing them, and I believe we are signing them as well.
If you want them to be signed. Some people don't.
And
some people do.
If you don't want them washed, you're nasty.
And if you're one of the weirdos that doesn't want to wash,
you're a nasty fan.
We won't wash it if you don't want to wash.
But that's going to be nasty.
That's up to you.
You don't want that. No, but it is up to you, right. If you want to pull some DNA and create a superhero,
clone
people
somebody.
Like it funky. That's up to them.
No, it's all good. So we're going to have tons of merch there, though, Saturday, right? So tell us about everything that they're going to have an opportunity to get.
So we have everything that we've always had up to this point, which is quite a bit. We're going to have the new fan jersey, which you're wearing.
Right.
We're going to have a red Make Football Great Again hat.
Which I want.
Oh.
So that's an homage to
President
Trump.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have a black Outlaw hat. So it'll have the same logo that's on the Outlaw jersey with some barbed wire on it. It's a really nice hat. I went for a nicer one this time. So.
And that's going to be a red and black themed, right?
You're right. It's a black hat with a red and black themed logo.
You know, I got to tell you this. I don't know if I had a chance to talk to you much this week, but it was funny. The Arizona reached out to me. Like on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, what are you guys wearing? What colors are you guys wearing Saturday? And I said, black and red. And for you who don't know, their colors are black and gold. So we're basically taking their color scheme away.
Well, get over it.
Yeah, right. No, I love it. And coaches are going to even be in some special gear.
Got special gear for the coaches.
Yeah.
We got some special gear for the staff. So we're all going to be rocking cowboy hats.
And you know what I might do? I might take mine and I'll just put it out there. We can auction mine off, too, if someone wants the coach's quarter zip. And we'll start that one at $250.
Let's go.
And then
Weston, you listening? Go ahead and put that in on the auction.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying is that, I'll sign it, do whatever. Give you everything I got on that night. So if that's something that you're interested in, be happy to get it to you.
Well, I know a guy that can make you another one. We'll auction the game one.
Yeah, I know that guy. No, I just think it'd be great. As a matter of fact, what I'd really love to do is, now that I think about it, rather than auction it, maybe we donate it to a charity to auction.
That'd be awesome.
And maybe we can give it to our local charities, one of our veteran groups that can do something with that.
For sure.
Maybe we'll talk to our Operation Triage guys, see if they're interested in something like that.
I bet they would be.
And here's the other thing. I was bugging Weston today, and I said, can I have one of these to wear for the show so we can show? And I started talking to him. We still have the buckle Yetis, too, right?
The buckle cups.
Guys, if you don't buy one of those, I'm serious. You're missing out because it's worth the investment. let me tell you, that'll be your cup for the next 40 years.
I use mine every day.
Right. I use my John Wayne one every day. And I can tell you that they're fantastic.
Now, is the purchase deal still on for that? I mean, you have the retail price,
yes,
and the price goes down with additional purchases.
I don't remember the exact details of
I'm not quite sure.
If you spend over $50, the price goes down. If you spend over $100, the price goes down on your buckle cup. So if you're going to be buying a bunch of merch, you might as well throw
Guys,
that in there.
They are complete your collection. Beautiful.
They're
and
nice.
And if you got birthdays coming up, Christmas is not far away, everything, you know, those are fantastic. I mean, you talk about a high-end quality fan product. That's it right there.
I've gotten them before, and some of them I don't even drink out of. I just use them on my trophy shelf. I mean, it's
right.
So
Coach,
nice.
Coach, I hate to interrupt, but I do have a special message for you.
Okay. From?
Susan.
Oh, Lord. What'd I do wrong?
No, she just says, honey, I wouldn't be mad if you brought me a shirt home.
We'll make you a care package.
Yeah, we'll take
we'll
care.
Hook you up.
I know a guy. Yeah, we'll make
and
sure.
And he's not far away.
Yeah.
You want a buckle cup?
I know a guy.
I'm going to make him pay for that one.
Yeah. No. It's funny because I don't know if I told you this, right? So I hit Weston up, and I paid for these because they were over and above, but I walked into Weston, I said, I need 11 fan jerseys. And he goes, what? I said, I need 11 fan jerseys. You know who they were for? The Michigan president, vice president, district managers, and everybody for Verizon.
Oh, awesome.
And so they all watch our games back home, and they're fans. They're doing a team picture with all of them on for us. But, I mean, we're reaching a lot of spots. I mean, let me tell you, when we were in Tucson, I looked over my left shoulder and we had fans there wearing full garb, gunslinger gear. When we've been in Vegas, saw the same thing. When anywhere we've been, I see people that follow us. And then on social media, I got people from New York, Michigan, Florida, California, Maine, everywhere. They're always a nice comment. So you can, hey, you don't, if you can't make a game and you're a YouTube fan of ours watching games, you can go online and you can still get some quality fan merchandise, but also
for
be
sure.
involved in the auction. This auction's global, so it doesn't matter where you're at.
And I have a feeling that this game is going to be
It's going to be historic.
It's going to be awesome.
We'll talk about it in the fourth because right. I'm just chomping at the bit to talk about that one.
But. Susan said, "You're going to thank you, yes, a buckle cup."
See, you said I got to pay for it. She doesn't care. She doesn't blink. She's
Mass like, Man of San Antonio says,
talk to
you
the
better
guy.
Be sure to bring your wife one.
Yeah.
You want red, white, or blue? Or
oh,
all three.
Don't do that. See? Now you're just
You
kicking.
Need the set, Susan.
Selection of the set. See, there you go.
There's $600-$700
the red,
I didn't need.
The white, the blue, yes.
Okay. It's just patriotic.
It's just, yes. Yeah. 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 And she's got every
and
mug.
And she says
every,
red.
See?
Should have said all three.
This never ends well when we have products come out.
Just send me Coach's credit card information. I'll get you whatever you
need. Trust me, she has it.
I'll send it first class. We'll take it.
Oh, that and she agrees. Oh, a set. Yes.
See? That's a good idea.
She was in town. They were in town, and she came. She goes, hey, I'm going to run to the store for you because you don't grocery shop. My fridge had like a three-year-old yogurt and some jalapenos in it. And she goes, I'm going to go grocery shopping for you. She comes back, and she goes, you're all set. And she's coming with bag after bag after bag. And
$600
I said,
later.
Yeah. And I go, you spent what? I go, I spend like $30 a month in groceries. You spent $600.
This is an ex-player
and she used my card.
Per diem.
And she used my card, like my personal card. Here, he's got it.
I can't leave the grocery store without being over $100.
Yeah, but you have kids here.
I'm talking about for like a meal. It's insane.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Weston wants
hey,
to let everyone
know. You
know
what, though, when Trump gets back in? I'm telling you this right now,
Thanks,
everybody.
Joe,
we're going to be energy.
We're going to be the greatest team
in the
country's
history.
Ever seen. It's going to be huge.
How about that? How about the priest who did the imitation? Was he not the best? Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
He was. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to be sick of being blessed.
We need that guy to do our prayer.
Yeah.
Next game.
I love the girl who gave our prayer and told the other team.
Was she not amazing?
Told Mass. Sorry, guys.
I said we should have her every game.
I know. She's touched by an angel for sure. Yeah.
Weston wants everyone to know he can ship the jerseys everywhere except Ricky Wyatt's. He's buying that one.
Ah.
I say, guys, you obviously don't know auction strategy. You don't let other people know what you're going for. You try to keep that a secret and sneak in late.
No, he can just buy his.
Yeah.
He just won't post that one.
Yeah. Right. Now, there's going to be a couple guys, I'm sure, that are going to want to keep their jerseys. And, I mean, they're cool. They're collectors. Once you frame them, shadow box them, and do all that, you know.
This is the first time we've done a themed jersey in Gunslinger history.
Waffles for Days asking, could you even ship them to Wisconsin?
That's big.
I'm not sure because I think Wisconsin might be a foreign country.
Yeah. Well, here's something.
We'll trade you for some cheese.
Well, I don't know if you missed it because, but like Jordan was just saying, is that that's the first time in our team's history we've ever done an alt jersey and pants.
Yes.
The whole outfit, right? The whole uniform.
Yep.
And, hopefully we're setting a precedent moving forward, but I'm going to tell everybody, it was September like 20-something, and Jordan and I were sitting in there, and we were talking about different things, and for First Responders Night and this and that, all the dates that we had picked, and we said, you know, the Arizona game is going to be so huge. I had said it was going to be huge when I got here, that we wanted to make something really, really special for it. And this thing, so people know, is about 7 months culmination of coming to creation. So a lot of effort went by this guy and his staff, and they did a great job. So,
and I'd like to shout out Squared Away Sports Apparel. You can find them on Facebook. They did these jerseys for us. They did a great job, and they made it a super painless process. So
yeah, which it could have been very painful, like our last few uniform experiences.
Yeah,
so
this was a breeze compared to what we've dealt with in the past.
Right. Well, I think that's it, right? And we'll take a break, and then we're going to get his better half on to talk about the game day experience to expect Saturday.
Yep.
Right? Thanks again, Jordan, for everything.
Problem.
Once again, you hit a home run.
Love you guys.
Yep, love you too, buddy. All right.
And we'll be back with more of Branded when we return in just a moment. I can make sure I cue up the right ad. Yep, there it is. We'll be right back.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Of course, every time Jordan's on, everybody has an idea as to what Jordan could offer. How about Harry Potter fan jerseys in the houses?
Okay.
And the contest continues. Weston Colentang's writing these ideas down for when we brainstorm for next season. Speaking of the outlaw concept, we wanted to bring on April to talk about how all of that is going to be executed. I still think the coach, the coach and the coaches should all come out, and the trainers should all come out with bandanas over the top of their nose like outlaws.
You know what?
This ain't cosplay. We got a football game to play, all right?
You know, actually, speaking of bandanas, we have the bandana giveaway, and Jordan designed a couple different ones, but we only decided.
I'll be keeping that one.
You're keeping this one?
Yes.
Well, one of them, we didn't end up ordering it, but one of them did have that, the Gunslinger logo in the middle, really, really big.
You want to hold it up for?
Well, no, we didn't have that one.
We didn't order this one.
You're not listening.
But it did have the guns to where if you folded it quite perfectly, you would literally be like the
Gunslinger.
The Gunslinger.
Oh, wow.
But we didn't order that one. Maybe next season. Maybe next season. This season, we got our Outlaw Night ones for the giveaway. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Yeah, that's great. They got it right here.
Yeah. So this will be the first 1,000 fans. I guess this one's going to Coach. You can take this one home.
Yep.
You don't come through the front door.
So. Yep. Susan will have it as soon as I get home. So
yeah, well,
fine.
You got to send a picture around his neck at home?
Oh, you could put it on
Coach.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you very much, Susan, Ronald, for saving me on the technical issue. I have a lot of buttons to push, and sometimes they don't get pushed right.
You push my buttons.
That's right. Well, that's my job. And Jason as well. Thank you very much.
I'm just in the middle.
Yes.
But yeah, so we'll have the Outlaw bandanas for the giveaway for the first 1,000 people. But before that, we have a really, really great tailgate planned from 2 to 5.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
There'll be samplings of a bunch of different foods and drinks, a bunch of activities. I know there'll be, you can test drive a slingshot car.
Yeah, that's that.
The like spider looking thing, right?
Yeah, those things are awesome. We got to get one for the team.
That'd be cool.
And yeah. Jordan can wrap it.
Oh, yeah.
He'd love that.
Those are so much fun.
And we can drive it on the field.
Well, I didn't realize the tailgate was that long. 2 to 5?
Yeah, it's
And since it's got two seats, someone could sit in the back and fire.
That's true. You know, we're talking about, hopefully in the future, we get one of those big Gatling guns. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for the T-shirt.
CO2-powered Gatling gun.
I just bought a really cool thing. Not to change subject, but have you seen the machine gun water guns?
No.
The ones that with a light flash on when you fire them? Oh, yeah.
What?
I mean, these are machine gun water guns.
Well, you know I have two boys.
Oh,
now
let me tell you what. You got
to
look into it.
Oh, yeah.
Are they outside? I hope they don't hear this.
They flash an LED as the water flyers, and the laser or the light stays with it, so it looks like it's
bullets are coming. Because it lights the water as it goes out, too.
Right.
So the fun thing is I'm going to take one of those to practice, and every time someone complains, I'm going to
zap them. Is it made by Nerf?
No. These are like, you know, some guy in China. But they're great. I mean, they're... Spot on. Yeah.
So if a certain person is listening who helps us with all of our sponsors, if Jen's listening, go get them. Go get them. Go find
them. See mama? All the stooping children want to be on camera.
That one in particular.
Yeah, she's a doll. Okay, so
they get through
all the fun stuff.
Tailgate.
They walk in the door.
Yeah.
What should they expect?
Well, it's Outlaw Night, so we have Outlaw Night in itself. I mean, this team is pretty through and through Western,
right?
As it is here in Texas and all of that. So we have, of course, all the all of that going on. But we have actually what I'm really most excited about is this really special presentation.
Mm. Yeah.
That's really near and dear to our hearts here on the team. And I don't know if that's actually been announced.
We haven't publicly announced it. We just, you know, I don't even think he knows, but that's okay.
Well, yeah.
So.
But earlier I saw Jordan.
Can we get the jersey back up here if we want to?
Right, that one right there.
Yeah, that one right up there.
So we brought this one here. I asked to bring this one here in particular.
This one right here. That's all.
Because
I'll hold it up for you.
Okay. So on Saturday it will be our kicker.
I know where it's at. I'm waiting.
Okay.
TC
okay.
Stevens.
God help me.
Last game. He will be retiring after Saturday's game. So we have a little retirement presentation planned for him. But the opening ceremony. So if you guys are coming to the game, you should get there early and be a part of it.
It's going to be right before the coin toss.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss it. It can I say something about it?
Mm-hmm.
TC has been he's a once in a generation type kicker that you know has played indoor football and has been successful everywhere he's been. And I've been courting this guy for years, and the fact that we got him this year, we're so lucky. So, April, you and Ralph had pulled up some stats. Just kind of give people an idea of what he's done for us.
Yeah, so I know that you, according to you, your stat today, you said that the league, IFL's league, was 12?
The deuce record in a single season is 12 deuces.
Right, which he has already surpassed.
He's at 19 or 20, right?
Something. It's either 19 or 21, depending on who you ask. We got to ask the league.
The league doesn't keep deuce statistics. They don't keep track of it, which
is
crazy.
Well, we'll go through film and we'll find
it.
Yeah, the exact number.
But I think we're at 19.
No, at least.
Yeah. So he's already surpassed the league record.
Blown it away.
Yeah.
Right.
And for our team itself, he has scored 120 points this season. Right. So
yeah. So when you all bug me the next day after a game and say, how come you guys don't pooch kick and squib kick? And yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
TC.
And he's been
120 points.
And he's been really good when you've told him to do a touchback kind of kick at delivering it. He's hit the wall, top of the wall, what, twice?
Yeah.
And you can't can't return it.
Hey, listen, the fact that he doesn't get a dead leg this late in the season and doing what he's doing and kicking, because we score a lot of points, so think about all the kickoffs he has. It's just amazing. He is someone who respects his craft, works real hard at it. You should come really early and watch his pregame routine if you want to see a scientist. This guy's measuring. He's got measuring tools out there. He's got tape. He tapes parts of the field. He knows where he's going to stand, how he's going to step, different scenarios. And, yeah.
Well, last time we were at the Freeman, he scored, what, four deuces?
Four deuces and six extra points. Yeah. He was perfect.
So maybe he can top that.
Yeah,
I think he's going to have a hell of a game. I would think if it's my last game, I'm going to do my thing.
And Monica Martin from Sports Coast to Coast chimes in and saying that 120 points is without hardly trying any field goals. Yes. We've only tried, I want to say,
what's
six.
A field goal?
Yeah,
what's
six this year, and not all of those were. And yeah, very few points off of field goals. It's all deuces
field
and
goals
extra points.
Suck. Who pays money to watch field goals? Come on.
Apparently, a lot of people in the Eastern Conference do.
Yeah.
I was actually on the phone with Ralph for like 30 minutes a day looking at
my
stats.
My condolences. Okay.
Looking at stats, and that's not something that I normally do.
Numbers are boring. Numbers are boring. I absolutely agree with you.
And Ralph does. He loves numbers.
Without answering the question, so what? There's no point in putting a number out there because it's just boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leonardo Lama suggests he should be the first inductee or one of the inductees into a Gunslinger's Ring of Fame.
Maybe. But I think he'll be eligible. I know I'll nominate him for an IFL Hall of Fame spot next year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's great at his trade, but he's also a great person. So.
Oh, great, great person. Yeah. He's been a joy to be around all year. And, he's one of the special, like I said, generational players that you get. And for him to be having his last game, I'm sad, and I'm also very happy for him. So,
yeah.
Kickers, call me. We're going to have an open spot
next
year.
That position will be open in 2025.
Please don't be a vet. Okay, anyway.
But outside of that, we also are partnering with the rodeo for a couple of like little mini games, things like that, for the San Antonio Rodeo. So that'll be fun. And Cody Davenport will be a part of the opening ceremony.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and we have I looked at it today, actually just looked at it right before I got on, and we have already the highest attendance rate for the season. Well, highest amount of tickets.
Oh, projected.
So, oh, sold.
Projected
for this game.
Attendance.
Yes.
Excellent.
So, God, that's even
sell
better.
Out this thing Saturday.
Right now, that's what I'm
know?
Saying.
Because I think as a fan, if you come to a game that's packed, that gives the best influence about coming back because of the atmosphere, the crowd, the noise, the fun, all the activities. And maybe this is our jumping off point.
Maybe.
You know?
And
I
I'm
hope so.
Pretty sure that...
And guys, Trump will be president, Jordan, so you're going to have money again.
Jordan was supposed to bring a script for me about season ticket sales. I believe we are opening up our 2025 season ticket sales.
We are.
Well, Weston said Jordan would. It's not really... Not really, yeah.
But we will. We're opening that up. And I know that the we're expecting to raise season ticket prices next season. So right now, I think, I don't know the exact cutoff date. Maybe he has it. But if you sign up now, you'll be locked in at this year's rates before they get raised.
Ah, there we go. So the sign up is, in fact, live right now. I've just been handed. Go online to sanantoniogunslingers.com. Click the ticket tab. Click season tickets, fill out the sign-up form, and Weston will contact you to get you set up. You'll save on ticket costs because there are no Ticketmaster fees done this way. Same great seats for all 8 regular season games, and that assigns you up for a discount on merchandise, additional season single game tickets for a limited time. Sign up before the official end of the 2024 season, and that will lock you in for the 2024 prices.
Right.
So you can beat the increase. Mm-hmm. And, of course, renewing season tickets, those who are on the plan.
Yes.
The per month on a card plan. Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, so you can get season tickets starting at just $9 a month. So can't beat that.
Guys, I'll just give you an idea on season tickets. The Freight, the new team that's coming to the IFL next year, the Indianapolis Freight, they sold 1,000 season tickets in their first week of operation. Let's beat it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's, you know, you let's beat it and create it and do what we need to do. Don't just jump on the bandwagon once we're holding trophies. Jump on the bandwagon as part of the process of why we're holding trophies, you know. Be a part of it, you know, and make the investment. It's worth it. You're never going to find cheaper family affordable entertainment in the city than this. If you don't believe me, go to Spurs.com and see how much basketball tickets cost. Okay, you'll change your mind.
Yeah, they're promo seats. They're high, way up there seats.
Yeah, they're like $50, $60 a ticket.
You, and that you could be a season ticket holder for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. I'll tell you a season ticket horror story.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, this is bad. So I was coaching in Detroit, and we were owned by Bill Davidson, the owner of the Pistons. And one of the players got traded, and he had four on-the-court season tickets for next season. Mm-hmm. And the Bill and the president came up to me, and they said, hey, do you want to buy these four season tickets? I said, yeah, sure. I had no idea. I've never bought basketball tickets before. I said, yeah, sure, no problem. And so he goes, okay, you got four. And I had four court seats, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. First game, we played the Lakers. Second game, I saw LeBron James's rookie year in Cleveland, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is great. Now I got to go to Toronto because now I'm coaching in Toronto, but, of course, the kids are enjoying the season tickets, and I get a bill. It was $39,000 for four tickets. I literally had to take out a loan to pay for the season tickets. $39,000. And I said, well, he gave it to me with like six games left, so I couldn't say we don't need them, you know. And I thought, oh my gosh, yeah. And
Phil chiming in saying thanks for the tickets, Pops.
Yeah. See, oh, and these guys, you know, if you know Phil and Tom, my sons, they're the big shooters of the family. So they're sitting on courtside seat with their buddies from school, and they're going, we'll take another round of hot dogs and hamburgers over here, and you know, a couple of those virgin daiquiris, and, you know. So I'm not only getting hit with the tickets, I'm getting hit with
a tab.
Oh, my God. It was just so bad. It was so bad. I mean, yeah, that's honest God true story, $39,000.
But for Phil and Tom, it was, you know, it's a lifetime of memories.
Yeah, I don't care. It's just like paying for their college. Okay, here's the other thing.
Yeah,
now you got me going, right? Yeah. So Tommy, he wants to be in international finance. Okay, great. We'll help you in your education. Phil wants to be a sociologist. Okay, we'll help you in education. Phil works for Verizon, and Tommy's a fly fishing guide. I want my money back.
Listen, I got four kids.
And still, they're making great money. Don't get me wrong, and happy as can be, but I still want my money back. Yeah. Yeah. So do what you love.
Well, anyway, you were the one that signed that season ticket contract, so really,
I know,
that's on you.
I was an idiot. I just was like, yeah, no problem. Here you go. Big shot, Tom. Yeah, still paying for that. I wanted to do one more thing before we go.
Yeah.
This is the year-end show, but there's actually another show when we get back to talk about the Arizona game. But I want to take a chance. And, of course, Jordan, he's fantastic, you know, all the stuff he does. But, guys, just so you understand, the reason we have a football team and a game on Saturdays is right here. And I'm being 100% serious. What she does for us in the way of operations, she is literally the heart of the San Antonio Gunslingers, and I can't thank you enough, kiddo.
Oh,
you do the greatest job.
Thank you.
And if she doesn't win Executive of the Year, it's fixed just like our referees. Okay. Yeah. Because she should definitely win something for the work and the stuff that she puts out there.
We got a new ref crew this week, so we'll see what happens.
We'll be all right. No, but again, thanks again for everything, and we appreciate you as always. And when you see her, give her a high five, because the reason you're having so much fun at a game is because of this young lady right here. So thanks again.
Of course.
Appreciate you.
Well, come out and support us, because we all put a lot of work into these games, and it's more than just what you see on the field. It's a lot of other things. And
oh, and you do the cheerleaders too. I didn't even bring that up.
Well, I just oversee
everything.
I'm operations.
Hey, are the cheerleaders wearing anything Outlaw?
No, they're wearing their. They didn't want to wear anything different on their last game. They want to go out in their red, white, and blue and be proud.
Okay, I like it.
That's how they roll.
That's how they roll.
But if they don't wear,
don't ever tell 10 women what to do anyway. Yeah,
17. You should be in them. But we did have a fun day on Sunday at the Rackler Ranch, and we took some little like saloon girl type pictures, some Western stuff.
That'd be
so
fun. Well, we're doing a calendar too,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for that one. We're going to do a cheerleaders calendar. It's coming soon, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be a nice thing too.
But we wanted to go out in the true red, white, and blue style. Fashion.
Good.
So that's what they'll be wearing.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. You ready, Ralph?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be heading into overtime if we run any longer. But it's been great. This has been a great show. And April directs the actual. Everything that you see on the field, in the YouTube production, everything you see when you're there that happens as part of the production goes through April's hands, goes through April's voice box, and is directed and coordinated in advance. It is very, very complicated, and she does it all, and has been seen to actually be smiling this year.
There you go.
And that's a really, really hard thing to
do.
I don't know why everyone keeps saying that. You know, Jordan keeps telling me, I'm like, I don't understand. People don't talk to me about these things, and he's like, maybe you should self-reflect. That's what he keeps telling me. Maybe I should self-reflect. I'm like, okay, well.
Not
so I'm smiling more. Is that helping?
Yeah, no, it's good. All right. You want to say anything before we go? You want to say anything to Mom?
Hi.
Mom.
What? What's your name?
Jolene.
Can you say guns up?
Guns up.
There you go. We'll end on that one. That's great.
You're watching Brandon live from Matinga's Pizzeria.
Oh, there you go, sweet. Oh,
quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
I say, comes with the job. One minute I'm making a one-hand catch on the sideline, next minute it's lights out and I'm on the sideline. And that's why I like Complete Care, because they're fast, just like me. They have ultrasound, CAT scan, x-ray, and even on-site lab. So if you get sidelined, know where to go. Complete Care, official sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslinger.
And welcome back to the number one coaches show in all of indoor football.
Oh.
So they tell us.
Why?
Why do they tell us?
No, why so are we number one? No, I don't know. We have a good time. We got a great fan base, and a lot of people around the country like watching us. So, and we're syndicated now, so people can watch it multiple times. We had one viewing week over 10,000. We're at like almost 90-some thousand now.
Just under 90.
We'll be over that by the end of the year. We'll hit our mark of 100,000 in a one-year span, I'm sure. So pretty happy with that first year, doing 100,000.
Yeah. 34 episodes, no strangulations, no murders.
We're close.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You remind me every week.
Hey, if Ralph ever comes up missing, I know I'm going to be the first guy the cops come and talk to. That's
after
all
they
saying.
Talk to my wife, which is yeah. the first person that's always
and
there.
And she's going to point at me, and I'm going to point at her, and they're going to give up, and that's going to be the end of it.
Yeah, circular investigation.
No one knows where he went.
No one knows. No one knows. All right, so.
All right. Sorry, I was starting to fantasize for a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Arizona Wranglers. I was hoping, because I did see earlier on here, we did have Alex Schuberth. He was going to throw if the line had come up yet. Tell us what Vegas thinks about this game. But first of all, Coach, it's the Arizona Rattlers, one of the storied teams in the league. And we knew at the beginning of the year that this game was going to mean something. Unfortunately, it didn't mean what we wanted it to mean. But they're going to be bringing their A game because they haven't secured that final playoff spot.
You're going to get the best version of Arizona on Saturday. But I'll tell you this. 6 months from now, no one's going to give a rat's butt who won the championship. If we go in there Saturday and we beat Arizona and they don't make the playoffs, that's historic. Because I think they've made it every single year that they've been in the IFL. I think it's like 15 or 16 consecutive years that Coach Guy has been in the playoffs. I can tell you that, to me, it's a bucket list thing to have, be in a position to do something like this. Do I wish, you know, Tucson would have beat them last week and we'd be talking playoffs? Do I wish, you know, Vegas would have beaten Naz? Yeah, I do. But regardless of the fact of what happened, we still have an opportunity to have not only a successful season, but we also have an opportunity to have a historic season. I mean, trust me, it is going to be a flat-out war on Saturday. You're going to get the best version of them. You're going to get the best version of us. God bless them. Whoever comes out ahead, they deserved it. Because I just want everyone to play great. I want them to play great. I want us to play great. And we win? Fantastic. We don't win, but we played our absolute best? Fantastic. I just want an opportunity. If we're playing a team that's going to give us the best version of them, we have yet to play our best version of football. And I want it to happen Saturday night.
Monica Martin coming in again from Sports Coast to Coast with the facts on time. Referring to the Rattlers, they came into the IFL in 2017, so this is 7 years, and been in the playoffs every season in the IFL, and they won the championship in their first year in 2017.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, I should have said, you're right, I'm sorry, but how long has, I mean, I think the Rattlers have been around, God, when I was in Detroit in 2000, we would play the Rattlers in the AFL. They've been in indoor football.
Right.
For, I don't know, over 25 years. And I don't know what the string is of playoffs. I want to say someone told me it was 15 or 16 years of making the playoffs. Maybe you can look it up since you're going to be a stat person and let us know. But regardless of the fact, even the seven-year stretch in the IFL and doing that, I definitely want to give them the game that they deserve, which is the game they deserve is getting the best of us, and the game we deserve is getting the best of them. So I hope that's what works out to be, because it's going to be historic football. regardless of the outcome, it is going to be probably the game of the year in the IFL. I believe that. I wholeheartedly.
Well, we already have the catch of the year. At least I think we definitely have the catch of the year, the game of the year. Monica Martin back with the fact that they started as a franchise in 1992.
There you go. Yeah.
Where were you in 1992?
92, I was Tampa Bay, I think. I got to look. I don't know. I think it was somewhere around there. But we were, when they started, I mean, this will tell you when I coached, when I remember coaching them, coaching against them, Danny White was their head coach. Danny White, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, was their head coach. Yeah, they were they were good then, too. So, anyway, listen, Coach Guy, Hall of Fame coach, and if he's not, he should be. Great coach, got over 400 wins. So I want to give him the best version of us.
Alex Schuberth chiming in that Arizona last missed the playoffs in 2007. And that's how good they are. And, Alex, yeah, I definitely would like to see that line number, whatever the lines are. And thanks for pulling over and being safe. As Alex says, he literally had to pull over by the side of the road to provide this information. That's just amazingly dedicated. Huh, this is an interesting line. Arizona is favored by only 4, which means not much, given that you get 3 points for being on the road. So this is effectively one touchdown only.
It's an even game.
Over-under is 104.5.
Yeah, I think if you ask Coach Guy, I think he would say it's an even game. You got to remember, I mean, they just played Tucson, and they were behind them the whole game, and I think 1 by 4, right? And we were kind of spanking them and doing our thing with them. I think they see the potential in what we bring to the table now, offensively, defensively, special teams. I think, again, I'm not speaking for Coach Guy. I have too much respect for him to do that. But I will say that if it were me in those things, I'd say we're even. All factors. Our home field advantage, their record, you know, all the things that come into play, I think would, yeah. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, Alex says basically a $10 bet. If you've got fans outside of the state of Texas, a $10 bet would win you $25.40. And Leonardo Lamas adds the fact that a rattlesnake's lifespan is about 25 years, so it's well past the time that somebody
knocked them out of.
Yeah.
You know how many rattlesnakes I've killed in my life? Seriously.
James Palmer saying you have to add that footlocker ref advantage for the Rattlers. Alex Schuberth, I'm convinced that every IFL fan outside of Phoenix and Glendale is pulling for a Guns win. History is on the line.
Well, I know Naz is pulling for a Guns win pretty hard.
Leonardo Lamas.
Because if Arizona wins, Naz doesn't go.
Right, right, and that's what they're hoping for.
Right.
And Leonardo Lamas has some people laughing in the crowd. If the Arizona players have all new shoes after the game, we will know what happened.
Yep.
Is that good enough to be the last word, Coach?
No, it's not.
Oh, we have more.
Okay, so one of the things we failed to mention earlier, it's my fault, sorry about that, is that we're doing a special promotion for a player's jersey where you have an opportunity to win Ducks jersey.
Ah.
Okay, so the way you can win Ducks jersey is, I'll put it right here.
Yeah, you can hold it right up there.
Okay, so the way you win Ducks jersey is you buy one of these ducks, okay? And you get to keep the duck. And then is there a number on it? There'll be a number on his caboose, okay? And then we'll pull it out, and once we pull out the duck that has the right number, you win his game jersey. Pretty cool, huh? So this
duck,
is the
duck raffle
promotion. Okay, so
everyone that comes in gets one of these, or they?
No, you got to buy them. And so when you buy them,
how much
be,
are they?
Stop.
Okay.
There's going to be some instant winners on the bottom is what she was saying. So immediately if you buy one, you might go, oh, great, I got a bag of M&Ms. I know, no shot at the jersey. Thanks. No, I'm just saying is that you can win stuff, though, right away, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's really cute. You guys see this? It's got its own cowboy hat. It's pretty crazy. Okay. Oh, April's on now.
Sorry.
Okay.
You can win, like, tickets to next season or an autograph ball or some merch and things like that.
So that's good stuff.
There'll be some instant winners. When you pick up a duck, it'll be an instant winner. And then at the...
at halftime, you want a duck?
At halftime, during halftime, we'll pick the big duck, the lucky duck winner. And they'll win Clifton Ducks Outlaw jersey. So you can win some smaller prizes, and then we have a big raffle at halftime. So we're doing them at the tailgate. So if you want to enter the raffle, you need to come to the tailgate and buy some ducks. And then if there's any leftover, we'll move them to the merch table, but they'll probably go pretty fast. So
yeah, buy them quick before you're out of duck.
And that's why... I'm just going to say.
No strangulations, no murders.
No, that's why, thank God, Dos Equis. How you get through a show with Ralph?
All right, well, I guess that'll...
yeah, that'll definitely do
That'll
it.
Definitely do it. We'll be right back with a wrap-up in a moment. You've been watching Branded Live from Matinga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Teams, 134 games, all for this, the culmination of the indoor war, the 2024 IFL National Championship, August 17th, Lee's Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada. Learn more and get your tickets at IFLNationalChampionship.com.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and it's good pizza.
Hey Gunslingers, come try Matanga's, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matanga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
And this is our wrap-up for week 19 show. Comfortable with the Outlaw jersey?
I am. Week 19?
Yeah.
Week 19. And yeah. This is what episode for us?
34.
Okay. Yeah.
What a long, strange trip it has been. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go. And before we go, we have Coach's final word and special message.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to implore everybody to come out Saturday. It's going to be the last football game of the season, and we got to make it historic, not only with attendance, but the outcome. And I want you to all be a part of it. And thank you for your support this year and everything that you've done for us and the love you show me and my family since we've got here. I truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. With that being said, Miss Susan, I love you. I'll see you next Wednesday, if you can believe it. And Eli, Mila, and Liliana, it's time to go to bed. I love you. Good night. God bless everybody.
This has been Branded for July 17th, 2024. And as always, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.